Hello everyone, this is Ryan Pinkney from the Measuring Success Right team. Before we get to today's episode, we have a quick message for our listeners. First, we want to thank you guys for your continual support and for listening to the podcast. We truly could not do it without you guys. So thank you. We know we haven't released any new episodes in the past couple weeks. We've been busy prepping and getting things ready for some episodes to come that we're really, really excited about. So be sure to tune in and don't miss out on that. And so without further ado, here's today's episode.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right. My name is Tyler Bennett and I am this week's host. I just joined the Marriott Student Review in January and am very excited to be a part of this great publication and podcast. Our guest on the show today is my dad, Steve Bennett. My dad is the managing partner at Bennett Tuller Johnson & Deere, a law firm in Salt Lake. Dad, thanks for coming on the show. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Tyler.
I'd like to start off by talking about your education at BYU, what you studied, and what made you want to go to law school. You got your undergrad in accounting. What made you want to do that?
Well, I originally was a pre-med student, and after about a year of chemistry, I decided that I was not cut out for a scientific career that would comprise being a doctor. And so I decided I needed to do something different. One evening, I was on a drive with my dad, and I told him, look, I just am not loving chemistry, and I think I want to do something different. Any ideas? And he said, well, Steve, I think that you would be a great attorney. And that just sort of resonated with me. And he said, I'll take it a step further. I think one of the most successful attorneys that I know had an undergraduate degree in accounting, and he's actually a CPA and an attorney. And I think that would be a great combination. You know, it's one of those times when things just click for you, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. And so I changed my major probably the next day to accounting and went straight through accounting, became a CPA, went to law school, and never had any second thoughts about it.
Wow. That's awesome. It sounds like you were convinced pretty quickly that that was the way to go, accounting and then law. So what was law school like at BYU? Everyone's heard a lot of stories about how hard law school can be. What was your experience and what were some things that you did to help you succeed in law school?
Well, I'd say law school is harder than I expected. It was a very rigorous course of study. And the difference between law and accounting, in accounting, you take a topic and you go a mile deep on that topic. In law school, they throw dozens or hundreds of different concepts at you simultaneously, and you go about a foot deep on each one. And so I remember, you know, the first week of law school having literally hundreds of pages of reading assignments and just being shocked by that. And so law school's hard in a different way. It was great though, and soon I figured out how to organize myself, and I realized that, you know, it was a matter of organization and putting in the time. It was very common for me to go to law school, go to the law school at 3:45, arriving at 4, study for 4 hours, and then have class during the main part of the day, and then study till 7 o'clock at night or something, and then head home. But doing that over and over and organizing my notes and my studies well helped me succeed.
Sounds like a good plan for success, working that hard. What were some of the greatest lessons that you learned from law school?
Well, I think in law school, you learn how to think critically, you learn how to organize yourself, and you learn how to organize your thought process and organize information. You are exposed to a wide variety of different aspects of the law, and that sort of helps you decide later on what you will gravitate towards in your career. But law school is great. It was a hard experience, but it was one that I'm just very grateful for.
Thanks for sharing that. So law school is 3 years. After law school, what was your first job? Was it something you had been hoping for, or what was the first firm that you went and worked at?
When I graduated, I had an offer to go to work at a regional firm called Holm Robertson Owen. That was a firm that was based in Denver. So I started there upon graduation, and I worked there for the next 4 years in their Salt Lake City office.
So you worked there for the next 4 years, and after that you went and started your own firm, Bennett, Tuller, Johnson & Deere. What was it like going from working as an associate at a regional law firm to starting your own law firm and being the top guy there?
Well, it was great. It was exciting. At the time when I left my prior employment, I had quite a number of clients that went with me. And so I kind of hit the ground running and continued to build a practice through adding more and more clients. I never thought that I would have a law firm that was had a number of attorneys. I sort of thought that I'd be a one or two or three man shop and just practice law in that fashion. But as time progressed, we had more clients, we added more attorneys, and grew into a law firm.
That's great, thank you. So did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or is that something that was that vision sparked when you were working your career at Holmes, Robertson, and Owens?
Well, I've always enjoyed business, and I've always been an entrepreneur. When I was in high school, I had two businesses. I had one business that was a landscaping company, and we had as many as six employees working for our landscaping company. And in addition, we had a real estate sign company. We built a bunch of signs, the kind you see in front of houses where the realtor sign hangs and tells you that it's for sale. Well, we built a bunch of those and had an inventory, and we had a contract with a real estate brokerage, and we installed signs for them all over the Boise city and surrounding areas. So I had quite a bit of experience before I was even out of high school. Then when I was at BYU studying accounting, and even during the first part of my law school experience, I was involved in direct sales. I started out working for a company owned by someone else, and then after 1 year of that, I started my own company with some partners, and we, for the next three summers, had our own direct sales company where we would recruit sales reps out of Idaho and Utah and then do summer sales in California. So I would say being an entrepreneur was something that I always expected to do. And in fact, working at a law firm for 4 years was the longest period in my life where I wasn't my own boss. And so by the time I'd been there 4 years, I was ready to leave and do something where I could control my schedule, control my compensation, and control my work conditions. So that's what I did.
Great, you're an entrepreneur at heart. So your firm started with just you. What year was it when you started Bennett, Tuller, Johnson & Deere?
Started with just me as Stephen W. Bennett & Associates in September of 1994, and we grew kind of progressively until now, where we have about 40 attorneys.
Wow, that's awesome. What has been the hardest part of running a law firm, and also the most rewarding part of running your law firm?
I would say the hardest part is trying to always satisfy other people's objectives, trying to keep your employees happy, keep your partners happy, and keep your clients happy, and help them all to succeed in their various relationships. That's sometimes the most challenging part. Sometimes as attorneys, we sort of take ownership of problems that we didn't cause, but nevertheless, people look to us to solve their problems. And so sometimes carrying those burdens can be difficult. And on the other hand, that leads to some of the most enjoyable parts of the practice, which is helping others to succeed. And, you know, with respect to clients, helping them from the early stages of their business, where it's merely a concept, to, in some cases, selling their business for, you know, multiples of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. That's very exciting and very rewarding. It's similarly exciting to hire employees and see them progress in their job and in their career. You know, whether it's hiring a young attorney and seeing that attorney progress into a very accomplished partner that leads litigation matters or leads transactions and is a leader within our firm, or maybe it's a staff person who starts as a file clerk and progresses to the point where they're promoted to being a paralegal at the law firm. Those sort of things, and hearing that people enjoy their jobs, they appreciate the culture, they appreciate what we've built. Those are the rewarding aspects of what we do.
Thanks for sharing. It seems like there are a lot of rewarding aspects of running a law firm. So I don't want to focus on this, but COVID-19, we're still in it a little bit. But I was living with you in March when things started getting really crazy. I saw how you handled things. But what was your reaction, and what did you do in March when businesses started shutting down, employees weren't allowed to go to work, everything had to be remote? What was your reaction, and what did you do to make sure that your firm would be okay?
Well, it was an interesting time for us and for many businesses. When COVID hit, I, like many people, I thought it was, hey, this is going to be like the flu bug. No big deal. We'll get through it in a few days. I was in Arizona when the lockdowns began, and I remember thinking, well, I think I'll postpone my trip home by a week or maybe 10 days, and then I'll fly back to Salt Lake City. And it turned out that I stayed until summer. So my expectation of what this would be like was way off. About 3 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks into COVID, into the lockdown phase, I would say, I began to realize, wow, this is serious, and it's unlike anything else that we've dealt with as a business. As a law firm, we had managed our way through multiple recessions and other difficult challenges, but it occurred to me, this may be unlike anything else we've ever seen. And so we started thinking, and I started planning and strategizing, what can we do to continue the success of our law firm? Gratefully, our IT department had very well positioned us to almost immediately transition to home-enabled working. And so we had the technology in place, and we were quickly able to have 100% of our attorneys and staff working from home. And that was a big factor. I don't even think our revenues dipped month over month during any part of the pandemic. So that was a blessing that we were already well prepared. But, you know, when you're running a law firm, you think, wow, I wonder if any clients, let alone all of our clients, will pay their bills next week or next month. You know, what are we really going to be dealing with here? You know, you at that point, you were seeing shortages of groceries in the stores. You were seeing all sorts of strange things that we've never dealt with in our lifetimes. And so I thought and I consulted with my management committee about, hey, what can we do? What can we do as a firm? And we decided to implement some really serious belt tightening. We suspended or eliminated all firm travel, firm catered events, firm meals, a lot of the perks that our attorneys had become accustomed to, we eliminated. We rescinded some raises that we had given. We cut our partners' compensation by 25%. We did a lot of things to just sort of go into hunker down mode to make sure that we were able to weather the storm. Now, interesting, you didn't ask me what we did. You asked me what we did, not what the rebound was like. But it was gratifying to see that people were willing to make changes and accept every one of those belt tightening measures that we implemented. And in fact, let me share a quick little story. About 2 or 3 weeks into the pandemic, one of our fairly senior partners called me up. You know, he hadn't seen me for a month because I was living at our home out of state. And he called me up and he said, you know, Steve, this thing is really, really serious and we don't know where this is going. And I suspect that you as a management committee are looking hard at laying off one or more of our young attorneys here. Well, that wasn't the case. We weren't looking at layoffs. But I said, all right, what's your point? And he said, well, my point is this. My wife and I have evaluated our circumstances, and we are in a position that we're able to forego any kind of pay until the pandemic is over. And so I would like to offer up my salary and have you use it to pay for one of our young associates, the person who might be on the chopping block if you're doing layoffs. I'd like to have you pay his salary with my salary instead and not have him go through the suffering associated with a layoff. And I was just so appreciative. We turned him down and we didn't lay off a single person. But for me, that's one of the, you asked what some of the great things about running a law firm might be. That's one of the great things about running a law firm. Having somebody that is that kind and that selfless that they would volunteer that kind of an offer.
I think that's awesome. That's a great story and a really great example to all of us to be willing to give stuff up so that others can have the things that they need in their lives. So thank you for sharing that. I guess we talked about this a little bit, but you know, the pandemic has had many negative effects and impacts on society and businesses in general. Not all businesses were, you know, as fortunate as you. A lot of people had to lay off workers. They had to shut their doors. They couldn't accept business for months, and some even, you know, upwards of a year. And those are very negative impacts. However, I do think that this pandemic and COVID-19 has had some positive impacts, even if they're smaller and seemingly not noticeable to others. For example, in my own life, I've learned the importance of living in the moment, spending all the time I can with those who I love. That's something I would say I valued before the pandemic, but I learned when I couldn't be around those people that I wish I had spent more time with them. So I want to ask you, what would you say are some of the positive effects that COVID-19 has had on your law firm and also in on the business world in general?
So let me take those in reverse order. The pandemic has been an interesting economic force. I would say that the vast majority of my clients that I work with across a huge variety of industries have had some of their best years of their career in 2020 and 2021, which is counterintuitive, and I can't really tell what has caused this, because I've seen it in software companies. I've seen it in real estate. I've seen it in construction. I've seen it in all sorts of personal service businesses. So it's been, but I know that there are other companies that have suffered. I see restaurants that I used to really enjoy that have closed their doors. I see folks that are in the hospitality industry that have had a really hard go of it in some of the resort communities. So it's been an interesting impact on businesses. I think businesses in general have done well if they've adapted and made certain changes. We as a law firm have adapted, and you know, I think we're a lot more flexible now with our employees. We are much more accustomed to having people work from a remote location. And I think that increases the satisfaction in their job conditions. Interestingly, we wondered, after a brief period of the majority of our attorneys working from home, we wondered if it would be hard to get them back into the office. And actually, it was just the opposite of that. Our attorneys and staff, without exception, were excited to return to the office. And even during this most recent wave, the Omicron wave, our people have not wanted to go back to home-centered work. But they also have realized that they can. We've had a couple of employees recently who have had surgery or other extended illnesses. And what we learned during the worst of the pandemic enabled them to very quickly resume work and work from home. On the other hand, notwithstanding all the great technology and the great innovations that we've seen on how we can work, at the end of the day, we've learned that we need each other. We're more effective when we're in person. I believe that, at least in our industry, attorneys work best if they can collaborate in person. And so we don't think that the future for our firm looks like a remote work exclusive environment, but we think that a combination of working in an office setting where you can collaborate and have the interpersonal relationships, but at the same time allowing for some flexibility and from some work from home office or from home opportunities, we think that provides a great benefit. And we think that's one of the things we've learned during the pandemic.
I think that's great. I've definitely realized that in my own life too. It's just, being remote is great, and sometimes you have to do it, but nothing is quite like being in person and collaborating with others. So, like the name of this podcast alludes, we like to focus on measuring success right. You've had a lot of success in your life. How do you measure your own success?
Well, I measure my own success differently in different aspects of my life. We measure our success as parents in observing the lives of our children and seeing the decisions they make and seeing what they accomplish and seeing the way they live their lives and who they are, their character. You know, that's one way that we measure success as parents. How do we measure success in a law firm? I think we measure it in a couple ways. Does it provide a place where people can come and have great careers? Does it provide an opportunity to practice very high-level, sophisticated law? And is the culture a place that we're proud of? Is the culture something where people enjoy their coworkers? They view each other as friends. They respect each other. And so those all factor into how we measure success. You know, as my career has progressed, I've realized that one of the ways that I will ultimately measure success is the success achieved by those whom I have had the opportunity to mentor in their careers. And as they become accomplished attorneys, as they become rainmakers for the law firm, as they become leaders in their practice areas, as we observe that, we think that that's a measure of success.
I think that's great. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the podcast and sharing your great experiences with us. I appreciate you, and I know that all of our listeners will benefit from hearing this podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.